Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting deep into an old-school jungle drum bus workflow in Ableton Live 12, with a focus on humanizing the groove and arranging the drums so they feel alive, not looped. And that really is the whole vibe here, controlled chaos. Jungle drums are supposed to feel like they're always on the edge of falling apart, but in a good way. The swing is loose, the ghost notes are restless, the transients have attitude, and the arrangement keeps changing just enough to stay dangerous. So we're not just mixing a breakbeat. We're building a drum system that breathes. Start by loading your core drum elements. You might have one chopped break on an audio track, a kick layer, a snare layer, some hats or percussion, and then a few ghost hits or edit chops for movement. Once those are in place, group them together into a single drum bus. Give it a clear name like jungle drum bus or rolling drums, because this is going to be the central point where everything gets glued, shaped, and animated. That grouping matters more than people think. When all your drum elements feed into one bus, you can make broad musical decisions instead of fixing every sound in isolation. It also makes the kit feel like one performance instead of a bunch of separate samples. Before you touch the effects, get the groove right. Old school jungle lives in the timing. If everything is perfectly quantized, it starts to sound too clean, too modern, too polite. So check the break and the supporting layers for feel. Often the main break can sit just a little behind the beat for weight, while ghost notes or little percussion hits can lean slightly ahead for urgency. That push and pull is part of the magic. In Ableton, turn on the groove pool and try a subtle swing groove. You do not need a huge amount here. Something around 10 to 35% is often enough. The goal is not to turn the beat into a shuffled mess. The goal is to introduce small human inconsistencies that make the drum line feel played. If you're working with chopped audio breaks, be careful with warping. Over-quantizing every slice can flatten the life out of the performance. You want the break to retain a little irregularity, a little transient drift. Even tiny changes in velocity or clip gain can make a repeated loop feel much more musical. Now let's build the bus chain. A solid starting chain in Live 12 is utility, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, saturator, and then a subtle modulation effect like auto pan if needed. You can also add a limiter at the end just for safety, but the main character comes from the first 5 or 6 devices. Start with utility. This is your simple control center. Use it to manage gain so the bus isn't hitting too hot, and check the width. For a jungle drum group, I usually start at full width, then narrow it if the kit gets too messy. Core kick and snare should stay focused and stable. Wider tops and percussion can create excitement, but the low end and main attack need to stay solid. Next comes EQ8. This is where you clean up what's getting in the way without sterilizing the break. If there's sub-rumble below what you need, gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the drums feel muddy, look in the 180 to 350 Hz zone and make small cuts, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If the snare is boxy, check around 400 to 700 Hz. And if hats are getting too sharp, you can ease off a little in the 7 to 10 kHz range. The important thing here is restraint. Old school jungle often sounds good because it still has some mid-range grit. If you carve too aggressively, the drums can lose personality. So use EQ to make room for the bass line, not to erase the break's character. Now add drum bus. This is where the kit starts to feel like hardware. Drum bus can bring weight, transient shape, and harmonic density very quickly, but it works best when you keep it controlled. Start with drive somewhere around 5 to 20%. Add a little crunch if you want more dirt, but don't overdo it. Use boom carefully, because if your sub bass is already busy, too much low-end enhancement can make the whole track muddy. Transient can add snap, or soften the edges if the break is too spiky. Damp is useful if the top end gets harsh after driving it. A good jungle move is to push the break just enough that it feels like it's being played through a piece of old hardware. You want attitude, not flattening. And one really useful advanced trick is to automate drive or boom only in fills or transitions. That way the bus itself starts behaving like a performer, not just a static processor. After that, add glue compressor. This is the part that binds the kick, snare, and break into one moving unit. A ratio of 2:1 or 4:1 is a good place to start, with an attack that lets the transient through, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, and a release that breathes with the rhythm. Try to keep gain reduction modest, around 1 to 3 dB on peaks. You're aiming to tighten the kit, not crush it. That's a big point in jungle. If the break is already chopped and naturally dynamic, overcompressing can kill the swing. So use compression to glue, not flatten. Then add saturator. A little saturation goes a long way in drum and bass, because it helps the drums cut through dense bass lines and reese layers. Turn on soft clip if you like, add maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, and compensate the output so you're level matching. That last part is important. If something sounds better only because it's louder, you're not really hearing the processing clearly. For darker jungle or heavier DNB, a soft clipping curve or a slightly more analog style saturation can be great. But again, subtle is your friend on the main bus. If you want more aggression, parallel processing is usually the better place to go. Now let's talk about humanizing the drums beyond groove settings. One approach is manual variation. Duplicate your 1-bar or 2-bar break and make little edits every 4 or 8 bars. Drop a ghost note. Add a reverse chop. Remove a hi-hat for a breath. Throw in a flam before the snare. These tiny edits are huge for perception, because they stop the listener from locking into an obvious loop. Another tool is track delay. If you delay a top loop by a few milliseconds, or push a ghost percussion lane slightly ahead, you can create a more complex layered feel. Even a 5 to 15 millisecond offset can change the energy of the groove. A slightly late layer can add weight. A slightly early layer can create tension. Velocity and clip gain variation matter too. Repeated hats should not all hit the same. Ghost notes should be quieter and more unstable. Break chops should have subtle changes in level so the pattern feels like it's breathing instead of repeating identically. Now add motion. If you want movement on the drum bus without turning it into some obvious effect trick, use autopan very lightly. Keep the amount subtle, maybe 5 to 15%, and go slow. This works especially well on hats or percussion heady sections. You can also automate utility width so the drums narrow a little in breakdowns and open up in drops. That contrast feels big even when the actual movement is tiny. And that's a recurring theme with this style. Small moves matter more than big ones. A 1 dB change, a few percent of drive, a tiny timing offset, or a short burst of automation can do more than heavy-handed processing. For bigger sections, create a parallel drum smash. This is where you make a second return or duplicate chain and hit it harder. Use strong compression, heavier saturation, maybe even some redux if you want grime, and then blend that channel in quietly under the main drums. The main bus keeps the punch and clarity. The parallel layer gives you weight and attitude. This is especially effective in drop sections, snare switch-ups, and those moments where you want the drums to feel like they've suddenly stepped forward. Now, the real secret sauce, arrangement. Jungle is not just about sound design. It's about making the drums evolve like a performance. If you just let a loop run unchanged for too long, even a great-sounding break will eventually feel static. So think in phrases. Think in 4-bar and 8-bar changes. Think about density over time. A classic arrangement might start with a stripped intro, where you hear only fragments of the break and some sparse percussion. Then you bring in the kick and snare layers. Then the first drop lands with the full break and bass. After that, every 8 bars should change something. Remove a ghost note, add a fill, swap a kick sample, invert a break slice. Automate the drum bus drive up for 1 bar. Do something that tells the ear the track is moving forward. That's how you avoid the looped feeling. Even if the core idea is repetitive, the details should be evolving. You can also use arrangement markers in Ableton Live 12 to plan this out cleanly. Mark your intro, build, drop, fill, breakdown, second drop, and outro. Then design the drums around those sections. Maybe the intro is narrow and clean. The drop opens up and gets heavier. The breakdown strips away the low end and the parallel smash. The second drop comes back denser, dirtier, and slightly more aggressive. That section-by-section contrast is what gives jungle its power. Dense versus sparse. Dry versus wet. Centered versus slightly widened. Clean versus dirty. You're constantly steering between opposites. A few coach notes here are really worth keeping in mind. First, treat the break as a performance source, not just a loop. Even a tiny edit every 2 or 4 bars changes how the listener experiences time. Second, commit to contrast. Jungle feels bigger when you move between full and reduced states. Don't keep every section maxed out. Third, keep bus moves small. If a change is only obvious in solo, but feels better in the full mix, that might actually be the right move. Fourth, always check the groove in mono. If your kit loses impact when summed, your width or parallel layers are probably too much. And fifth, remember that the kick and snare relationship should lead the arrangement. If those two are moving well, the bass and FX can follow them naturally. For darker or heavier DNB, there are a few extra tricks that work really well. One is to create a bandpass dirt return, where you filter a parallel chain around the midrange, saturate it, compress it, and maybe add a little bit of bit reduction. Blend that very quietly under the main drums. It gives you nasty texture without trashing the main impact. Another great move is using ghost notes as tension devices. Tiny snare taps before the main hit can create menace. Low-level break chops can act like rhythmic shadows. These little details make the beat feel like it's building pressure. You can also automate the drum bus subtly at transitions. A tiny increase in drive right before a drop, a slight narrowing of width in the breakdown, or a touch more compression in the second drop can all make the track feel more alive without sounding gimmicky.